영감 얻어서 이제 시작해야 돼. Okay, hi everyone, and welcome to the EnglishinKorean.com podcast. I'm Michael, and today I have with me...
그지?
And?
Dan.
Okay, and so how have you two been these days? How have you been recently?
Actually, I had to get a job. Yeah, second job, actually.
Yeah, because you already have one job.
Yeah, one job, but I had to get another job because I need money.
Hmm.
And then I want to get some electronic
devices
like iPad 2.
Because he's really into electronics like me. We have that in common. So you're going to buy an iPad 2 and then embarrass me? Brag about that in front of me all the time? Okay, so what kind of a second job did you have to get?
Actually, my major is interior design.
Mm-hmm.
So I got like that.
In that field?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. So how's that working out? Is it fun?
No.
No?
I hate it. It is really hard.
What if your boss is listening to this recording?
he's calling now.
But you're ignoring the phone call right now?
Yeah.
Okay, good employee. This is a model employee right here. okay, what about you, Koji? How have you been?
I went to my friend's wedding last Sunday, so I had to give money to her.
And was there anything, did it make you sad? Were you sad that you weren't getting married? I know women, when they go to a wedding, don't they get sad?
No.
No?
Why not? Yeah, I'm young still.
Oh, you're still young. Okay, wow. Let's get to the main topic today, which is the 모의고사. So, do you guys remember what 모의 is in English?
Mock.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, mock. So, you can
mock.
Say it comfortably. Yeah, 그냥 한국어의 먹다 하고 조금 달라요. 조금 더 이렇게 부드럽게 말해도 돼요. Mock 이라고 안 해도 되고 그냥 mock. I had a mock exam.
Mock exam.
So, a mock trial, a mock exam. So, let's say you took that, 그 미국에 그 연습 그 예비 뭐 시험이 있어요. 그러니까 여기 수능 있잖아요. We have the SAT. So we call that a mock SAT. Like I took the mock SAT or a pre-SAT. We say it like that. Okay, so let's look at some of the expressions that were on this test. Everything that's on here is from our site. It's stuff that I taught on the site. But why don't you, 거지씨, start out with number one. Read it in Korean, and then we'll discuss it in English.
Okay. 미국인 친구가 드디어 한국에 왔는데 이틀밖에 못 보내고 바로 가야 했어요. 더 많은 구경 못해서 정말 아쉬웠어요.
Okay, so 아쉬웠어요. 이거 영어로 뭐였죠? 기억나세요?
That's a shame.
Right, that's a shame. So 그 주어가 그 일, 그 아쉬워하는 일 주어 되는 거죠. So you could say that's a shame or it's a shame. So 바로 이 순간에 한 명은 뭐 일찍 들어가야 돼서 뭐 아쉽잖아요. 그러면 it's a shame 해야죠. 근데 과거형으로 that's a shame 더 많이 써요. That's a shame or that was a shame.
아쉬웠다.
아쉬웠어.
중요한 게 A가 붙어야 되는 거죠.
그렇죠. 왜냐면 이거 명사예요.
안 붙으면 다른 뜻이에요?
It's shame. 그냥 문법적으로
안 맞아요.
예, 안 맞으니까. 예. So it's shameful 이라고 하면은 정말 창피한 일이다. 그거는 달라요. 이거랑. 예, 아예 다른 표현이죠. So let's look at the, I'll read the 답지, the final version. So what I wrote is, my American friend finally came to Korea, but he had to leave after just 2 days. It was a shame that we couldn't do more sightseeing. So 더 많은 구경하지 못해서 정말 아쉬웠어요. It was a shame. 또 강조하고 싶으면, it was a real shame. It was a real shame that we couldn't do more sightseeing. Okay? Alright, let's look at number two. Dan, can you read that?
내 이야기 듣기도 전에 바로 그 사람 편들면 어떡해?
Right. So, what was 편들다? Do you remember?
Yeah.
What was it?
Take side. Take someone's side?
Right. Take a side, take sides, take someone's side. Okay, so if you would say, well, I don't want to take anyone's side. You could say that too, right? Or, I hate to take sides... 일반적으로, I hate to take sides in an argument. Okay, so I'll read what I wrote for the answer. It's, okay, so 뭐뭐 어떻게 이렇게 뭐 상대방한테 물을 때 we usually say how could you 뭐뭐 right? So how could you take his side before even listening to my side of the story? Okay, so 두 사람 싸울 때 한 사람한테 변명 있고 다른 사람한테 다른 변명 있잖아요. 네, 그런 거 my side of the story이라고 해요. Okay, my side of the story. So for example, how can you decide already? You haven't even heard my side of the story.
그냥 my story라고 하면은 이상해.
달라요. 예, my story라고 하면은 그런 거 뭐 자기 사정 같은 거 이렇게 my story 내 이야기 그거 달라요. 이거 정해진 표현이에요. Okay, so my story would be like 내 일생, 내 인생 이야기, 내 삶의 이야기. 맞아요. That's my story. 이거랑 많이 달라요. So you have to say my side of the story.
그 엄마 편이 아빠 편이야 그럼 영어로 뭐라고 그래?
Whose side are you on, moms or dads?
So you can just say, yeah. 진짜 나쁜 질문이다.
You can say
난감하잖아 애기들.
Yeah, you can just say whose side are you on, right? Whose side are you on?
Are you on?
Yeah, whose side are you on? Okay, next.
Yeah, I don't
know. Okay, so do you remember what 뭐뭐 하고 싶으면 어떻게 해야 될까요? Do you remember what that expression was in English?
What do I have to do?
Yeah, what do I have to do to, right? So what do I have to do to be a celebrity? What do I have to do if I want to be famous? Okay? So, what I wrote here for the 정답 is what do I have to do if I want to speak English as well as a native speaker? So, 누구누구만큼, 누군가만큼, we say as well as. Okay, 그 사람 잘하는 만큼. So, what do I have to do if I want to play basketball as well as Michael Jordan? Right? 그런 식으로 쓰시면 됩니다. Okay, so what else? 살 좀 뭐 10kg 빼려면 어떻게 해야 될까요? Then what? How can we say that?
What do I have to do? Wait.
If I want to wait. Lose weight. Lose weight.
Lose weight.
If I want to lose 10 kilos, kilograms. So what do I have to do if I want to lose weight?
그 okay. 사이에 소유격 쓰면 안 된다고 했죠. Lose my weight 하면 안 된다고.
Right, 했죠. Lose my weight 안 써요. 근데 왜 그렇게 헷갈리시는지 알겠어요. 왜냐면 다른 부위에 대해서 얘기할 때 항상 my 쓰거든요. 그래서 두통 있어요. 뭐 my head hurts이라고 해야지 head hurts이라고 안 하고. 근데 my leg hurts 뭐 다 my잖아.
맞아요.
근데 weight는 my이라고 안 붙여요.
그리고 so. 관사가 항상 그 우리가 배우기를 명사 앞에 관사가 있어야 되는데 관사 아니면 소유격이 있어야 되는데 그게 없으니까 이상해요.
아 없을 때도 많아요. 네, 이렇게 그 세 중에 하나죠. 이렇게 관사 a the 아니면 관사 없이 하는 경우도 많아요. 그러니까 생각해 보세요. I went home이라고 하잖아. I went to home이라고 안 하고. 이렇게 정해진 표현, 정말 일반적으로 정말 많이 쓰이는 표현일 경우 우리 그런 거 빼서 많이 말해요. Okay. 한 동사구 됐을 때 원래 이렇게 표현이었는데 가면서 조금 생략돼서 그런 거예요. 아마. Okay? Alright. And then let's take a look at the next one.
영어는 나한테 정말 어려워요.
Right, so the important thing is here is a lot of people say English is difficult to me. 근데 그거 문법적으로 틀린 말입니다. Okay? When we say 뭐뭐가 저한테 어려워요, we always say for me, for me. So 이 숙제 나한테 너무 많아요. Then you would say this is too much for me. Okay? 이거 나한테 너무 비싸요. This is too expensive for me 이라고 해요. To 그럴 경우에 안 써요.
그러니까 나를 중심으로 얘기할 때는 for가 되는 거죠.
네.
근데 뭔가를 주거나 그럴 때는 to를 쓰는 건가요?
Right. So he gave it to me. For example, 예, 그 사람 나한테 휴대폰을 주었어요. He gave his cell phone to me. 그럴 경우에 물질적인 거 진짜 주었을 때 물론 to 써야 돼요. 네.
그 어려워요에서 difficult 말고 hard도 쓰잖아요.
Yeah, English 그 is very hard for me.
두 개 차이는 없어요?
비슷해요. 이렇게 여기 한국어 뭐 힘들어요 하고 어려워요 뭐 그런 것처럼 이렇게 뭐 정해진 차이점보다 그냥 둘 다 좀 비슷하게 쓰는 것 같아요. English is really hard for me. 그것도 자연스러워요. Alright, let's look at number 5.
거짓.
내일 회의에 참석하시는 걸로 알고 있겠습니다.
Okay, so do you remember how to say 알고 있을게요, 알고 있겠다? 영어로 뭐였죠?
I'll assume.
Right, okay.
Not assume.
Right, so I'll assume. I'll assume. And we usually 그 다음에 현재 진행형, 아니 미래의 진행형 써도 되고 아니면 아예 미래형 써도 되는 거예요. So for example, you could say I'll assume you are attending the meeting tomorrow. Or I'll assume that you will attend the meeting tomorrow. Or I'll assume that you will be attending. 다 돼요. 그러니까 will attend, will be attending, 또 are attending, you are attending. 다 괜찮아요. 그러니까 미래형, 미래 진행형, 그리고 현재 진행형 다 가능해요. I'll assume that 뭐뭐. So for example, 이제 연락 계속 씹는 걸 보니 우리 내일 안 만나는 걸로 알고 있을게. Okay? Because since you keep ignoring my messages, I'll assume that we aren't meeting tomorrow. Okay? Okay. All right.
Keep.
Since you keep. 계속해서.
Since you keep ignoring my messages. 좋은 표현이네.
Yeah. 그래요? 그런 거 많이 당했나 봐요.
아, 불쌍해.
아, 죄송해요. 아, 앞으로 거, 문자 무시 안 할게요.
이런 말을 영어로 만드는 게 어떻게 될지 잘 모르지 않습니까?
네, 알겠습니다. 네, keep은 뭐뭐 계속해서 그렇다. 뭐뭐 해 대다 있잖아. 뭐 울어 대다인가? 뭐 he keeps crying. He keeps laughing. 뭐 keeps 많이 써요. 그럴 경우에 keeps 뭐뭐 ing. So, since you keep ignoring my messages, I'll assume that we aren't meeting tomorrow or I'll assume that you're never going to meet me again, right? Okay. All right. So what if you wanted to say 절교인 걸로 알고 있을게? We have an expression for that. We'd say we're not friends anymore. Yeah, you could say I'll assume we're not friends anymore, or you could say I'll assume it's over between us. Yeah, it's over between us. Okay? All right. Is it over between us? 열 많이 받으셨나 봐요. Okay, let's look at the next one, number 6.